Today, let's see, you're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio here in San Francisco. So today, this afternoon, a couple of the Board of Supervisors met in front of City Hall today to decry the latest giveaway to the Fat Cats. Republican investment banker, is it Thomas Weasel? The sponsor of the T-Mobile Grand Prix bicycle races that have happened here in a couple of the last years, has constantly failed to pay the filing fee. Apparently, it's about a $350,000 fee that the city asks. The guy blocks up the streets for many, many miles of streets. If I remember right, it was over 9 miles of roads, streets and roads, plus everything adjoining, for them to ride these bicycles around. You know, a lot of bicycle enthusiasts support that. But it sure costs the city a lot, and especially for a fat cat who can definitely support it and afford it, the guy has been refusing to pay his fees. So Gavin Newsom is trying to waive the fee again this time. Apparently, he's trying to waive about a $240,000 fee. So we've got some audio of the press conference today.
And there, at the end of this press conference, we'll announce our winner. It was a rough circuit, I'll tell you that. Okay, we're here because tomorrow is a very important vote that's going on at the Board of Supervisors to reject the mayor's offer to cut the police service costs for the San Francisco T-Mobile Grand Prix. The sponsor of the Grand Prix is a man with very deep pockets, one Thomas Weasel, who was just settled for $1.75 million last year for ill-gotten profits. And we believe he's getting an ill-gotten profit from our city and county, and we're here to protest that. So one person we have speaking with us is Sister Bernie from Religious Witness to talk to you about our protest. Thank you.
It's absolutely outrageous that Mayor Gavin Newsom is proposing granting a series of fee waivers amounting to over $1 million to one of the wealthiest members of San Francisco, Thomas Weasel?
Weasel.
For 3 years, our elected officials and numerous caring organizations and individuals have struggled to curb budget cuts for essential city services and critical social programs, especially in the field of health care. These programs affecting poor and homeless individual members of our community, seniors, working poor, the most vulnerable members of our community. As we are in our third year of fiscal crisis, this city can ill afford to yield to the threats and demands of those who seek to increase their own profits at the expense of the members of this community. First, we have the big corporate citizens of San Francisco coming to us, asking for millions of dollars in property tax reductions. We have biotech industries demanding 10 years free rent and special tax considerations. And now we have one of the wealthiest investment bankers insisting on the cancellation of his present and future debts to this community. I believe that we demean ourselves as a city when we are so willing to give exorbitant waivers to one of the wealthiest individuals while struggling to meet our moral obligations to our own community members. We should all vehemently resist special favors for the rich and give priority to the basic needs and rights of San Franciscans. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Bernie. Next, we have Ross McAreamy, Supervisor Ross McAreamy from District 5. Jenny Friedenbach from the Coalition of Homelessness. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Friedenbach. I'm from the Coalition on Homelessness, San Francisco. And every night in San Francisco, we have thousands of men, women, and children who are sleeping on our streets that have no place to go. We don't have enough housing. We don't have enough jobs. We don't have enough treatment. And in the face of all this, what is Mayor Newsom doing? He's giving away $350,000 to an incredibly wealthy individual. He's also proposing 3 million cuts this year in substance abuse treatment. He's proposing 1.78 million in mental health treatment. He already this year cut off 1,170 people off of their mental health treatment in the mid-year budget cuts. He saved 2.8 million with that, and people were arbitrarily cut from their treatment with irregard for the severity of their illness or what kind of functional impairment they had. And most of these folks were either immigrants or they were homeless. This giveaway is apparently going to cost, not just this year, but into the future, up to $1 million the city of San Francisco. We cannot afford this right now. It is outrageous to even think about, and we need to stop this giveaway. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Next, we have Sam Dodge from the SRO Collaborative.
Hello, thank you. All right, today I'm coming here representing the Central City SRO Collaborative, but throughout the city we've been working with people living in the San Francisco's residential hotels, and we face this year a complete cut of this program. This program, which has served over 30,000 units of service every year, but it's not just us that is being cut, it's the entire safety net of the city. After years and years of cuts, eventually you start really getting to the cuts that hurt, and that's what's happening this year under this year's budget. And so when we're talking about a Grand Prix, a race in the city, it's great, it's fun, but can we afford it? When you know the real alternatives, the real suffering of those that are trying to make do with less, then you know that we can't do this. We can't afford to have a $1 million giveaway to those that have the money to pay for it themselves. And so we're just standing up here with Supervisors Chris Daly and the other supervisors, that hopefully they'll stand together and do the right thing and vote down this corporate giveaway. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. I just want to recognize some of the folks who come out today. We have more speakers too. Local 250 is here. Can we give it to Local 250? The Coalition on Homelessness is here. Can we give it up for the Coalition on Homelessness? Coleman Advocates is here. Can we give it Coleman Advocates? And next, I'd like to call up and Tanya Lee from Coleman Advocates. Thank you.
And good afternoon. My name is Antonia Lee. I'm the new executive director of Coleman Advocates. And what I want to say here today is that we want to talk about redefining what corporate leadership in San Francisco means. We want to talk about corporate leadership that is committed to an investment in San Francisco that includes, but goes beyond the bottom line, that includes a real investment in the people of this city, its children, its working families, and that is committed as much to its bottom line as it is to the health, safety, and well-being of every family in the city of San Francisco. And that means not asking for corporate giveaways. That means helping us stop the city budget crisis and doing your fair share. We hope that this issue will get resolved, that the Board of Supervisors will find it in its will decide to stop this giveaway so that we can solve the city budget crisis, but not on the backs of children and families. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonia. We also have Mission Community Council who's here with us today. And now, I'd like to call up Supervisor Ross McAreamy from District 5. We'll have some words for us as well. Thank you.
As often, this is an easy one when Supervisor Chris Daly sponsors smart, sensible legislation or tries to catalyze, I think, attention on issues such as this. I actually was an amateur racer for the UCSF in the 1980s, so I know what these races are like. I used to go around California in the West, and I had and I raced on bicycles, and they were quite a dynamic event. But I also know the sort of the false allure that these events have, and that I know that this event here for San Francisco really would be meaningless if we did not have, in the 1980s, it was Greg LeMond, now it's Lance Armstrong. And if you are not assured, and you are not guaranteed sort of these, you know, stunning and that these sort of alluring figures, then you really do have a boondoggle. And that isn't even why I would want to give, or even why I'd want to rely on a tax credit. It's just bad corporate thinking, bad economics for this city altogether. It's not the kind of example that I think that City Hall should be signaling to our, basically to our corporate family, downtown San Francisco or anywhere here in the United States, that we're willing to give tax breaks if you threaten us to leave San Francisco or if you don't want to come to San Francisco. That's not a very smart or sensible relationship. I don't think it's very wise of us to be held hostage by any particular kind of vendor or any kind of contractor who says that they would bypass San Francisco to elsewhere simply because we will not be subservient to their needs. San Francisco is a forward-thinking city. It would be inconsistent with us if we did not send the kind of message that we are saying that we want to take care of our people over a long period of time. We want to provide housing. We want to see equitable wages. We want to see a better progressive taxation system. And we don't want to be treated like this is some one-night stand where, after all, the people of San Francisco left holding the bill. And that's what this Grand Prix race feels like. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor McAreamy. We also have SEIU, United Health Workers West. Healthcare West, thank you. So this was one race that Lance Armstrong didn't qualify for. We had lots of winners here, and Supervisor Chris Daly is going to announce the winner at the end of his speech. Supervisor Chris Daly, thank you.
Where is it?
Uh-huh. You know, frequently I talk at this podium or talk upstairs about policy and politics and trying to do my job of representing the people of San Francisco and of District 6, which is one of the neediest districts in San Francisco, certainly one of the districts where when tough budget times happen, real people who count on the services that this city provides get really hurt and people die. And, you know, there are really devastating consequences to budget cuts. But, you know, I talk about that a lot, and I'll talk about that tomorrow with the board. Today I want to talk about bicycling. I am an avid bike rider, even though my bicycle is a piece of junk if it's not raining outside. And, you know, if I don't have to haul bunches of things around, you can pretty much guarantee that I'm on my bicycle, hoping that my son Jack will become a bicyclist in San Francisco. And one of the things that makes me proud to be a bicyclist in this city of San Francisco is that the bicycle community in this city is a real progressive community. And on the level of personal, on the level of family, on the level of community, on the level of world, bicyclists in San Francisco are very progressive. You can, on the level of the world, you can go to any one of a number of rallies against war in Iraq, against oil profiteers here, based here in San Francisco, and you can find huge bicycle contingents at those rallies. Folks making the connection between, war for oil and choices that are made by people in this country who drive gas-guzzling cars. A lifestyle of that's promoted by development that's not sensible, that's not smart. You have a whole movement, not just in San Francisco, but across this country right now that bicyclists are a big part of, talking about smart growth, talking about putting efficient and dense housing near public transportation corridors, about improving safety on streets for not just bicyclists, but also pedestrians, because everyone that is a bicyclist is also a pedestrian, because we got to get off our bicycle at some point and walk to where we need to get to. You have bicyclists that understand the connections between the issues that bicyclists care about, these land use issues, these public policy issues, issues around development, issues around parking, issues around urban landscape, and human service issues. So more often than not, if you go into the bicycle community in San Francisco, you'll see folks who are advocates for getting real services that are appropriate to people who are homeless. You'll see folks who are on the right side of issues like immigration. You'll see folks who care about healthcare and wanting to make sure that our youth and our seniors have services. Bicyclists in San Francisco inherently are a progressive community. And the irony of this item that's up tomorrow to reject the corporate welfare is that in part it's being done by folks who claim to be bicycle boosters, by folks who say, we need to support bicycling as a lifestyle choice. And yet the method by which they are moving forward to aid, the cause of bicycling and this lifestyle choice of bicycling is inherently unprogressive. It's counter to what the community of bicyclists are really about in this city. That's the sad irony of this. And today, we hosted a little bike race of our own. It's informal. We didn't use the services of the police department. We only had about 10 or 12 participants. Some of our times, mine more so than most others, were not very fast. But I wanted to make sure that we showed San Francisco that bicyclists are progressive, bicyclists are against corporate welfare, even when that corporate welfare is going to a bicycle race. It's wrong. It's not progressive. That money is better spent in any one of a number of different places in this city. And thank you, everybody, for coming out. It's going to be a close vote tomorrow. I hope that this little action makes a little bit of difference and gets us over the top on the votes that we need tomorrow to reject corporate welfare and some of the worst politicking. And, just because I'm a politician, I got to talk a little bit about it. Just the Beyond Quran story done by Ken Warner, who's a resident. If you look right down the street right here, you can, I don't know from this vantage point if you can see Trinity Plaza, but you should be able to see right around that building, Trinity Plaza Apartments, a tenant who has fought for housing, for tenants' rights, now for equity in terms of the playing field in local government. He had a great expose in Beyond Crime today if you haven't checked it out. One of the things that he pointed out that I hadn't looked up is that the founder of the San Francisco Grand Prix bicycle race is Thomas Weasel, is a pretty significant campaign contributor to Republican causes, also a campaign contributor to Supervisor Alioto Peer, and a campaign contributor to Supervisor Sean Ellsburn, both in favor of this corporate welfare, and you'll be hearing me speak forcefully tomorrow. I might not have any friends left in the Board of Supervisors, but I'm going to tell the truth tomorrow. And now it's my opportunity to acknowledge the folks who participated in the first, hopefully not annual, San Francisco, hopefully the last San Francisco People's Grand Prix. Hopefully there's no more corporate welfare and we're victorious so we don't have to do this again. Participating in this year's race, we have Jenny Harrow. Thank you very much for your participation. Cliff Milburn experienced some technical difficulty, but it's a participant in this year's race. Jenny Friedenbach, thank you. With children, seat and all, slowing you down for your participation. Let's see here. Conrad Moore, thank you. I was not victorious. I was in the bottom three of this race as a participant. But let me see if I can announce the top three finalists. Working in my office, the organizer of this event and the third place finisher, John Avalos. Thank you, John. 1 minute, 14 seconds. The course looks basically from right over here by the motorcycle parking around Civic Center Plaza and then over here to sort of the last car. That was the race. 1 minute, 14 seconds, a great time. Lance Armstrong would be jealous. Former District 5 supervisorial candidate and all around good guy, 1 minute, 12 seconds in second place, Julian Davis. Good job, Julian. And the champion of the, one other thing to point out, I actually got this wrong. John Avalos, you came in fourth place, but still Lance Armstrong is jealous. And third place, Arturo Marquez. Thank you, Arturo. Came with the guys from the Central City SRO Collaborative and put up a good time. That's third place. Second place, of course, Julian Davis. And in first place, the champion of the first ever and hopefully last San Francisco Grand Prix. He works in Supervisor Mercurimi's office, Boris Delevingne. Thank you, Boris. 1 minute and 10 seconds. He's a champion. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have 6 votes.
Won't you give me the city with the freaks and the fairies, the punks and the pansies, the Latinos, the lowriders, the sailing ships. Give me immaculate grandmother's Hailey Mary and a little cash to hail a cab from time to time. Give me a dark mulatto city, a Chinatown, a Spanglish town. Give me a shut itself down general strike kind of town, a place where people know what to do when the lights go down. Let's go when the gentrified return like a tribe of Moses and the unforgiven classes don't have to wait in line anymore. Give me the city that has never existed. Problem. It's a production problem, as in produce more cash from your pockets, more checks from your books, more sweat from your brows, more blood from your veins. Problem. It's a labor problem, as in the labor of those who built this city as soon as they got off the boat. Let's talk about sweatshops, not in Indonesia or Taiwan, but Cap Street, Minna Street, Kearney Street, or the one around the corner from the homeless squat that was evicted by a bunch of trust fund punk rockers with baseball bats because Daddy Warbucks just bought the kids a brand new playpen in the ghetto. One of those kids was washing his sports Jeep outside his new home. The Jeep's bumper sticker read, "Question authority." But who is the authority now, I ask you? Won't you give me the city with the freaks and the fairies, the punks and the pansies, the Latinos, the lowriders, the sailing ships and union dues? Give me immaculate grandmothers hailing Mary and a little cash to hail a cab from time to time. Give me a dark mulatto city, a Chinatown, a Spanglish town, a shut itself down general strike kind of town, a place where people know what to do when the lights go down kind of town. Let's go in the gentrified return like a tribe of Moses and the unforgiving classes don't have to wait in line anymore. Give me the city that has always existed.